new poll from Colby College indicates Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is growing his support in Maine, while the state's U.S. Senate contest remains extremely close. Mal Leary spoke with Colby government professor Dan Shea about the survey of 879 likely voters, which had a margin of error of just over 3%.
The survey asked voters a series of questions about the contest on the ballot, using a combination of random phone calls and internet interviews. Shea says former Vice President Biden has improved his showing in Maine since Colby's last poll.
We find that Vice President Biden has jumped up a little bit statewide. We have him now at 51% and Donald Trump at 38%. So there's been a big change, a little bit of change statewide. And in the second congressional district, we also see Joe Biden jumping up a little bit. He's at 46% and Donald Trump right now is at 42%. In both of those cases, statewide and in CD2, about 9% of the respondents are undecided.
So does that tell you that it's pretty certain that the Vice President Biden will take the state as a whole, but it's still a little bit close in the second district?
Absolutely. I think you're right on both counts. I would be very surprised. I think many Mainers would be very surprised if Joe Biden didn't win the state. But the second congressional district is within the margin of error. I think it's going to be close. I think that the visit from President Trump and Vice President Pence may help with some persuasion, but it may be more important when it comes to turnout. It's entirely possible that those visits will create some energy and some excitement in the second CD, and I think that's going to be a nail-biter. That'll be a close one. We'll be watching that one.
And so we'll be watching the Senate race, which seems to be about at the same place it was when you started polling the race months and months ago.
Yeah, and $160 million later, right? I mean, you're right. So we've done four polls. The first poll back in February had Sarah Gideon down about 4 points. Since then, since early spring, we've had Sarah Gideon up about 3 or 4 points, and that's where she is now. We have her at 47% and Susan Collins at 43%, Max Lynn at 2 and Lisa Savage at 5. So this is also essentially within the margin of error, tight, tight, tight.
And you also asked the ranked choice voting question about how they might vote on the second round, and what does that tell you?
A little bit more clarity on this one, and I'm glad you raised that issue, Mal, because I think it's entirely possible, probably likely, that this may come down to the ranked choice process. So there are 7% of the electorate right now think they'll vote for either Max Lynn or Lisa Savage. We're finding that most of the Savage voters, their second choice is Sarah Gideon. We think if it does move to ranked choice voting, given that Lisa Savage is at 5%, Max Lynn is at 2%, we think that's a bit of an advantage for Sarah Gideon.
But it still seems to be coming down to the age-old question that you've talked about before, and that is who gets their vote out on Election Day, as well as those who have already gotten their vote out through absentees.
That's exactly right, Mal. There are a couple of missing pieces or a couple of variables. First off, there's 4%. In the Senate race that remains undecided. I can't imagine who they would be after all these ads and these commercials, but there are still 4% of Mainers who haven't made up their minds on this Senate race. So that's out there. But the bigger issue, right, is who's going to turn out their vote. If the senator is able to push hard in her base in the second congressional district, she may return to Washington. Conversely, if the Gideon campaign can really energize her supporters, the Biden supporters, the supporters mostly in the southern part of the state, she's going to wind up with a new job.
When you look at the internal statistics, as I've been trying to look at from the race, it doesn't seem that Senator Collins has made up any ground with women, which, of course, was crucial to her first election back in 1996.
Yeah, you're right about that, Mal. And we highlighted that in a couple of our polls, that she wasn't doing well with women, and young women in particular. We did find in this poll, however, that some of those numbers have rebounded. She's still trailing behind Sarah Gideon with women and young women in particular, but it really isn't quite as bad, quite the gap that it was 3 or 4 months ago.
When you look at how this is all going to play out, it seems to be pretty clear that it's going to go to ranked choice voting.
I think so. Neither candidate, Collins or Gideon, has been able to cross that 50% threshold. Right, so this is the highest percentage that Sarah Gideon's got. It's 47%. She's close. Again, turnout might change that, and there are 4% undecided. Historically, undecideds tend to move towards the challenger instead of the incumbent. You know, things are very different these days, but historically, undecideds tend to break for the challenger. She might nudge over that 50%. Of course, Senator Collins could do that as well with a big turnout. These numbers could change. You know, 4 or 5 days in a campaign can be a long time. This is a really tight race. But if you were to ask me, Mal, right now, my best guess is that neither candidate will cross the 50% threshold and will turn to the ranked choice process. In that case, I think it's entirely likely that the Savage voters could really hold the balance of power. It's entirely likely that the smaller group of Savage voters will wind up picking the next senator from the state of Maine.
Colby College government professor Dan Shea on the school's latest poll, which also shows incumbent House Democrats Shelley Pingree and Jared Golden with better than 20-point leads over their Republican challengers. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.